You touched on some of this earlier, talking about your mm-hmm. father and his mm-hmm. progressive thinking. Can you tell us an instance and when his relationship with people of other races might have helped?
Well, my father's best friend is a black man. When they both started their student teaching here. Dad was transferred here in 1970, and he went to earn his master's degree. And he met Frank Smith while they were in UCA, or in the master's program. They both started teaching at Sylvan Hills Junior High at the same time. They both became the social studies coordinators for the Pulaski County Special School District at the same time. Dad did one side of the river, Frank did the other. We called them the Bobbsey twins. They did everything together. Dad died last year. Frank cried. I mean, he just, you know, we still stay in touch. Frank's also the godfather. He and his wife, Florence, are my youngest granddaughter's godparents. So that we've been very, our families are very intricately entwined. He's just, okay. You know,
No, you're fine.
But, you know, that's just, you know, it's not, like I said, that's how we, in our family, it's not been what you look like. It's who you are, what you stand for. And Dad and Frank were a great team. You know, people came in, were trying to, this is back in the 80s, when my daughter was born in 81. A team came in from Texas and were trying to have the textbooks thrown out, the social studies textbooks thrown out, because they mentioned terms like suffragettes and dinosaurs and things like that. And both Frank and Dad had to go head-to-head and fight this. You know, they wanted to have creationism put in the books and things like that instead of just, no, this is social studies. This is civics. You know, this is voting and things like that, so.